And do you think they have pulled together, or do you think that large portions of whether it's the American media or the international media have abandoned you and not come to your defense when people in government call you a high-tech terrorist?
Yeah, well, they were. They were. But we saw a bit of a shift around 10 days ago. You know, once I was put in prison, this really focused the minds of people intently into what was happening. So we have seen a turnaround. We saw the House Judiciary Committee issue a finding that this would be a grave step and an attack on the First Amendment. We've seen the New York-based Human Rights Watch saying that this would be a very grave step and should not be done. We've seen Reporters Without Borders issue an open letter to Obama condemning that sort of interpretation. And we have seen a number of members of the mainstream press rightly stepping forward and understanding that there has to be a line drawn in the sand, that this erosion of the First Amendment must be stopped. A number of